Okay, today's daf that we are going to discuss is on daf Kuf Ches, and on daf Kuf Ches there is a line that discusses Eliyahu HaNavi. Today's discussion is going to be the Psak and learning Halacha from Eliyahu HaNavi. The Gemara says on daf Kuf Ches of an Aleph, in a detail of Hilchos Tfilin, Rafuna says that one could use the or of a kosher bird to write Tfilin on. That's what the Rafuna says. Rav Yossi says, what's the Chiddush? Right, we know that a bird has or by the fact that the Mishnah says that if you wound a bird, Chayiv, Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, no, but there are holes in the skin. So that's what you might have thought, that it's not really considered skin, Kamash Malan. So then the Gemara continues a little bit later. What about the or of a kosher fish? Right, we know bird. What about fish? So Amalei, so the answer given from Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to Mar Breid Ravina is, Im Yavo Eliyahu V'Yomar. Im Yavo Eliyahu V'Yomar. If Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says, Mayim Eliyahu Eliyahu V'Yomar. What does that mean? What does that mean? Asked the Gemara. Im Yavo Eliyahu V'Yomar. Says Rashi, Mayim Yavo Eliyahu V'Yomar. Heter V'Isser Ein Talibo. Dolo Bashamayim Hi. What do you mean, Eliyahu HaNavi? What's his answer? We'll ask Eliyahu HaNavi. Says Rashi, what's the pshat of the Gemara? Eliyahu HaNavi can't help you. Heter and Isser are not tully on him because of Lo Bashamayimi, right? According to the Gemara in Bamatzia Daf Nuntes, the Sugya of Tanur Shalachnoi, you can't learn halacha from him. And the Gemara continues, if it has or, if it doesn't have or, you see it has or. And also, we know from the Mishnah elsewhere that it's matzah ba'ol ha'meis. So really, what's the answer? Ella, what's Eliyahu HaNavi going to tell me? Em elam yavo Eliyahu v'yomar ipaska zuha mamine, ilo paska zuha mamine. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell me if it, the putrid status of the skin has been removed after salting or not. That might mean the physical status, or the Shitel Aran here says maybe it means the spiritual status, Zuama Ruchani. The language of the Shitel Aran is V'hanachon kishaba nachash al chava hitel zuama halea. Somehow the nachash put a spiritual impurity into chava. V'al kol brios sheba olam, and in all the brios Yisrael sham do alar Sinai nifska zuama mehem umin habrios shahayu sham chutz mi dagim shalohayu sham. Wow, the fish weren't at Har Sinai. The only items nivraim in the bria, only beings that were not there, and that's why Eliyahu HaNavi's going to have to tell me ipaska zuama ilo paska zuama. What exactly is the shakla v'tari here? So says the Maritz Chayis right here in our Gemara. What many achronim say and what he writes in many of his svarim. The question of the Gemara is Eliyahu HaNavi going to tell us Isser v'heter, explaining Rashi. The question is Eliyahu HaNavi cannot express to you what the halacha is. Says the Baritz Chayis. Nurbeina Ayn Rashi. Look in Erevin Rashi and Erevin Daf Mem Hey. Demidi de Isser v'heter lo shayach rach lebezdin. V'lo l'urim v'tumim. You cannot use prophetic methods or mechanisms to get the answers to halachic questions. The Urim V'Tumim said, tell the Bnei Yisrael, should you go fight the war, should you not go fight the war, which Shevet should go first, but it didn't answer any halachic questions. Just that's the Urim V'Tumim. So the same thing with Eliyahu HaNavi. V'gam kan, mitchila savru, originally the Gemara thought, the heshev lo, delio yorolanu adin, im kosvin tfilin al or hadag olo. We originally thought that his answer was, we'll ask Eliyahu HaNavi if you are allowed to write tefillin on the skin of a kosher fish. Umaksha shashapir. And the Gemara asks on that. That can't be. Deis of a heter shayach lebezdin. Vehemech riyu hadvarim al piyas svaro al kabbalah. Avakoach aliyo eno mo'obozet de lo bashamayim hi. And the Gemara answers, you're right. The question wasn't, his answer wasn't that we're going to ask Eliyahu HaNavi about what the halacha is, but we're just going to ask Eliyahu HaNavi about the mitzius, about realities. That Eliyahu HaNavi is allowed to tell us. Umeshani Ashas, de Eina Kavana de Yilmad Eliyahu, Yilamid Eliyahu Lanu Dinim. Rakzos Yadu Alachazal. We knew what the halacha is, that if it wouldn't have Zuama, then we would be able to write on it. In Pasak Zuama Mine, Kosvin Vimlavain Kosvin. Vasafik Lohem, Bibneshalo Yadu, Teva Shel Hadag. They didn't know the nature of fish in this way. Kagon Ze Yochal Eliyahu Levara Tivo, Vianachro Neda Min Ze Leinyin Dina Gamkain. The Herachti Bazeh. He will tell us the Mitzias, and then we will learn from that to the to the din. The Maris Chayitz writes this as well in his Torah Hanaviim, in his Torah Hanaviim in the second parak, which is called Birur Eliyahu. So he says the same idea. Ki Eliyahu Mashiach lo yigru v'lo yosifu al Torah Moshe. Raka Torah tisha'er b'kocha l'netzach. The Torah will stay. Ulam ba'osim he'inyanim asher chazal lo yachlu la'amod al birur en shel dvarim. Those areas where chazal cannot figure out va'asru u'paslu v'timu mikoach safek. Because they didn't know something, they didn't know a certain reality. If they would know, they wouldn't be machmir. They're only machmir because they don't know. Asher tisno seis fikir bo geder hadavar kamoshu bemes viyazma melai. And once he tells us that tipok the erasach hachamim, that we won't have to be gozer anymore. De lo hechmiru rak mitam tahaya safek lohen. Again, this is what he writes a number of times in this piece. Below the vad besfeka by midas metzias in yonim hani biruro kiim gam besafek hashavala hachamim kocht an elam teva hadvarim. Not only a safek in the teva or the biru of what happened, but also the teva of something. But maybe ishtanu adinim, and the din could change based on that. But he's not telling us the difference in din. And this is said by many other achronim as well. The Mishnah Lamalach and Hilchas Ishus in Perek Tes has a line like this also in a long piece. The dafka b'tzavik mitzias kagonahudin es ari vlada b'vlad shivchasa. Which whose baby is whose? So that Eliyahu Hanavi could come and tell us. But tzveka d'dina, he wouldn't be able to. The problem is that there are a number of sources, even in the Gemara, which Achronim pick up on, that seem to give a different impression. Again, you might reread them in certain ways. But the Birkei Yosef, the Chida in Simen Lamed Beis, the Gilyonei Ashas here in the Rav Yosef Engel and the Gilyonei Ashas here, says that there are other sources that give a different impression. So, for example, he says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara there has a detail about if you collect money to bury somebody with and use towards his burial, and then you have leftover money. So what do you use it for? Do you buy a nicer gravestone? Do you give it to the children? What about if you collect it for Mesim in general? Moser HaMesim L'Nemesim, Moser HaMes L'Yershav. So the Gemara talks about this halachic context, and based on Mishnayis in Shkalim. So the language there says Rabbi Meir Omer lo yiga bohen, you can't touch certain leftover monies ad sheyavo Eliyo, until Eliyo Hanavi comes and what the pashas is and tells you what to do with the money, tells you what the halacha is, what would be the halacha with this leftover money. That's what it sounds like, right? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel v'shamu sveika d'dina v'yafilo hachi talilei b'Eliyo, right? Unless you say that he's going to tell us what the kavana of the people were. No, so just go ask them. Or you say there is different, because it doesn't say Ashiyavo Eliyo v'yomar. There, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it just says Ashiyavo Eliyo. So maybe Ashiyavo Eliyo just means until Mashiach comes. Until Mashiach comes, then we'll figure it out. And maybe the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so strong, we'll be able to figure it out. So it doesn't say the words v'yomar there, like it says in our Gemara. That's his diyuk. V'ulais hasam shiny t'lo amar Ashiyavo Eliyo v'yomar rak Ashiyavo Eliyo. V'hu rak omer Achiyavo Mashiach, v'yichyu amesim, v'yiyu az Moshe v'Eliyo, v'chol chach miyator ha'gdolim, v'yivaru kol ha'sveikos midaitam, v'yena kavana al-biru adei nevu avuruch ha'kodesh. That won't happen. Mashen ken kan, unlike an argamar in Shabbosim, yovo Eliyo v'yomar, mashma dehu atzmo yomar, there it sounds like he will say himself in nevu avuruch ha'kodesh, v'yal zeh shaper kamar delo bashamayim hi. V'ulam, so fine, that's how you could reinterpret that. But he notes, as what people say about Teku, Regil Lomar, Tishbi Yataris, Kushis Viabayos, right? And even though that is, many say that that's not really what Teku means, really it means Uki, let it stand. But the Chassam Sofer and the Chavetz Chaim and other earlier Achronim quote this idea of Eliyahu Hanavi. So that's one Gemara, Sanhedrin Memches. If you look in the Gemara Menachas Daf Memhei, Menachas Memhei also has a line which seems to say that it is about Eliyahu, right? There's this difficulty understanding Psukim and Yechezkel. Difficulties. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Parsha Zu, Eliyo Asid L'Dorsha. Menachas Mem Heon Aleph. Eliyahu Hanavi is going to tell us how to understand this. So again, that doesn't sound like a Metzias. Sounds like Pshat in the Pasuk. Shana the Pasik. So Elio Asid Ladarsha. So how are we supposed to understand that? So again, the Birka Yosef quotes this Gemara, and then there is on some of the Achronim, some of the Mefarshim on Kachim quote a Rashba. It's a Rashba, it's known as the Rashba on Menachas. So if you look in the Rashba Menachas on that daf, so he asked this question. He asks this question of V'lama yitztarech l'Eliyo. Halok shiyavo Eliyo yiyu tchiyas ha-meisim. V'yecheskel atzmo yifarsha. Yecheskel himself will explain to us what he meant in that pasuk. What did he need Eliyo Navi for? V'shema efshad yavo Eliyo kodem tchiyas ha-meisim. Maybe Eliyo Navi is going to come before tchiyas ha-meisim. Right? Like the Rambam talks about the order. O yishlomer to kodem ha-mashiach yavo l'farsha ba'achas mi-bati medrashos. He'll come and explain it in a base medrash. But even before Mashiach comes, he discusses this. Eliyahu Navi could come and give shot and teach us again. How is that the lad? The pashtus of that seems to be asking him. Or one final one, Bamitzia. Right, so we have Sanhedrin Memches, Menachas Memhei, and Bamitzia Kuf Yud Dalet Aman Aleph. So the Gemara there says, Ashkeche Rabba Baravua Le Elio. He finds him to Koi Bebeis HaKvaris. He's standing in a cemetery, which the Gemara then asks, and Tosfos deals with, how could Elio, if it was Elio HaKohen. So, but he asks him, Rabba Baravua, is Elio. I'm Elio. Maushi Sadru Bevalchov. Detail in Halacha. Do we allow payment plans for someone who wants to pay back a loan? Amar Lei, Gamar Micha Micha Me'arachin. He quotes Xera Shava. Sounds like that Elio HaNavi is giving Halacha there. Giving halacha there, the Maharal there in the Chiddush HaGadol discusses what the symbolism of this question is of Ma'os Yisadu LeBalchov, and he also discusses Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, some Mesim have this chus to come back, but he didn't even die. For lo kol ha-Mesim asher nistalku in chosrin el olam hazeh, kim ksas yechidim, chasidim, kamo Rebbe, for lo matzonu shadiber im acher, aval Eliyahu ha-yinigla v'chasidim, for yimadaber imam, kamo malach sheyimadaber imechad, for yeh shalo ha-yinigla alav rak kasher naseh inyin mashu chidush. Sometimes they only realize it afterwards that it must have been Elio. And some of them realize that it's Elio right there, and they go ask him, So again, that's a Gemara that sounds like they're asking Elio and Navi a halachic question. So what do you do with some of these sources? There is an idea Chassam Sofer has that Elio and Navi really, as we know, he never died, he went up in a chariot of fire. And Chassam Sofer has one paragraph. It's in the Chuvis, the last volume. Chelek Vav Simin Tzadiches. Dibra Maskal Aval Ha'emes. Says the Chassam Sofer. Eliyahu HaNavi has two ways that he comes back to our world. Right? He doesn't, when he goes to every bris and every seder, he doesn't have a body. He's invisible. We don't have to shake the table to trick the kids so that he's really drinking the wine. No. He comes with his neshama. And that's most of the time when Eliyahu HaNavi joins some of the events in this world, he comes with his neshama. We have a chair for him at a bris, just that we recognize. Not that he needs a chair. We recognize and remember that Eliyahu HaNavi is there. But he doesn't need the chair. But sometimes he'll come in guf. Sometimes he'll be mislabesh beguf. And then, if he's mislabesh beguf and he's alive, so then he's not telling us betoras nevua, but he's telling us betoras chachma. B'toras Chachma, that's just the second idea that how we probably should have said this at the beginning. One chiluk is that Eliyahu HaNavi could only be Mevarer Metzias and not be Mevarer Halacha. Number two is, if he comes, based on this Chassam Sofer, if he comes Beguf, then he could be, as long as he's being Mevarer Halacha, Mitoch Svara and not Mitoch Nevua, that also would be okay. So let's read the Chassam Sofer. He never went above, his body never went above Yutvachim. That's the context of the tshuva. About above ten tvachim, Gemara and Erevin. Ach nifrida nishmaso migufo sham. V'anashama ole u'mishamesh l'mala bin malachi asharis. His neshama went up. V'gufo nizdakdek v'shara began eden tachton v'olam hazeh. U'biyom abisora b'merv yameinu tislabesh nishmaso biguf hakadosh alaz. His neshama will come back into his guf. And he'll be one of the chachmei mesorah. The hu musmach me rabo achia shiloni. O mi Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. Im hu penchas. The chen b'chol pam shemiz gala u misra'e b'olam hazeh melubash begufo hazach. Ach, kishemiz gala b'nishmaso. When he's misgala in his soul, kemo b'yom amila. Adinenu mechuyah b'mitzvus. B'meisam chavshik siv. He could fly above ten Bavten Tochim, because he is chavshi for mitzvahs if he's only in his neshama. Ukshem is gal alofan ze hariu malach avi shalom etaru magala dinim ein lekvo halacha bidvarav. When he's in that state, davli rakam ochalom veruach nevuah veimashkichem bebaskol aval kushem is gal lebelavush gufo hariu migdolech achma yisrael v'tishbi etaris kushi is vabayis. And he quotes that veilav tishmon kimi kamahu mo re. And that's what he quotes. That's the Gemara Bamitzia Kuf Yudalid on his gala belavush gufo dan neshama below gufo shach lisho lo kohen mar. Right, you wouldn't ask that if he is just a neshama about standing in the cemetery. But either way, that's the Chavetz Chaim's idea that he appears in two different ways, in guf and in neshama, and that's how he can answer some of these questions, because when he's beguf, then he's allowed, then he's one of the Chachmei HaMasorah, and he's not saying it b'toras nevua, but he's saying it b'toras chachma. Two other ideas are related to Eliyahu HaNavi. If you focus on what people say about Tishbi Atareitz, about what Teku stands for, again, people say, again, it's not, might not be what Ravina Ravashi originally had intended, but that's what people have come to say. Rav Chavetz Chaim in the Asif HaZakenim, which is his 12 Perek introduction to Seder Kachim, right? He was La Malakate, and he put together the classic Achronim on Kachim. So in Kachim, Berchaz HaZevach, Chog Naslan, Panim Eros, and as we mentioned, the Chidushei Rashba, as it's known, on Menachos. But there, in the last Perek, in Perek Yud Beis, he talks about the question that we're all going to be asked, Shesho'alin Bo, La'adam La'asel Lavo, Tzipisel Yeshua. Tzipisel Yeshua. So there he talks about the importance of hoping. So he says there, V'al Yomer Ha'adam, D'kasher Titzmach Yeshua Sakadosh Baruch Hu, V'az, Halo Yavo Mashiach V'aliyo, V'yasidim L'hagel Lano Kol Chelki HaSveikos, K'mo Shemuva V'gemara Pamin Rabos, Linian Sveikos, B'shem Teku, V'yomru Mefarshim, Shetekuh Hurashi Tevas Tishvi Yitaritz Kushis Vabayos. People shouldn't say that, you know what, I'll wait till Eliyahu HaNavi comes, then he'll explain to me all the dinim. I don't have to study Zvachim and Menachos and the Tumah V'Tara. No, I'll wait, and I'll go to Eliyahu HaNavi Shir, and I'll learn it. Al Zeh Nashivlo, we will answer. Amnam Adavar Kenu. Yes, it is true. Shekol Chelkei HaSveikos, Yisbaru Lano Ade Eliyahu. Yes, all the Sveikos, Eliyahu will clear up for us. Aval advarim hapshutim hamavuarim bepasik ubibiu ran shal Torah shabal peh hamasuralanu. But the simple, straightforward halachas based on psukim and Torah shabal peh and medrash kimavur b'toras koanim ubigemara haloanu tzrichim batzmenu adas kvisha biyicholteinu. He's not going to tell us the pashup shad. He's not going to tell us the beferish mishnah misaches negayim. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us the unanswerables. Not what we should have known. Right? Eliyahu will tell us the sveikos. V'al hapshutos hamivuaros halo yomar ki hoya lachem lomot ulashanos ba'atzvachem kodem shabasi levasar gula. What have you been doing these past 2,000 years? You know, I've been ready to come, and now I'm ready to tell you all the sveikos, but you don't even know the ABCs. You have to know the first, the basics. I can't answer the tekus unless you know the whole background first. K'moshen emar, zichru toras Moshe avdi, asher tzivisi oso b'chorev, al kol Yisrael, hechukim u'mishpatim, u'basreik ziv, hinei anochi shalech lechem Eliyahu HaNavi, the last two psukim in Malachi. Hinei, what do you see from there? Matzanu b'sof baloscha, baloscha, that goes with the story of Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe, and it's used in the lashon of pit'om there. And the word pit'om, Hashem appears suddenly, and pit'om was also used in Malachi Perakimel, pit'om yavo el heichalo, it's going to come suddenly. The kivan to Yeshua's be galos kvodo yisbarach tia pitom lo yia azman lachin atzman lavodi. You won't be able to prepare yourselves then. Vasher alimud hu lo l'shav v'lo shatayim, and it's not an hour or two. Kim l'kamashanim, it takes years to know the laws of kachim and taras. V'limud alachas avod alavim gam kana yitzar chameshanim k'mivor m'sechas chulin. We're probably kananim tzarch leida kolin yoni hakodesh v'amikdash. That you have to prepare a long time in advance, says the Chavetz Chaim. Kushis v'abayas, he'll tell us. But he won't be telling us the pashup shot. So that's a focus on the last two letters. Kushis v'abayas. There's also an important point that we mentioned in other shiurim are relating to the first letter. Tishbi, Eliyahu HaNavi. And in many of these contexts, Eliyahu HaNavi is the one that's focused on. So ask the Achronim. The Kedushas Levi and the Mabit both say this. And the Yemav Adam Smecha puts this together in Perek Shlishi. And that is, why do we say Teku? Tishbi Yataris Kushis v'abayas and not Meku, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu. right? Even if you want to say, okay, you don't want to say, oh, Tishbi doesn't really, Teiko doesn't really stand for that. But the language is always Eliyahu Navi. So does that just mean until Mashiach comes? Right? Yehemunach at Sheyavo Eliyahu. Or at Sheyavo Eliyahu V'yomar. Is that just because Eliyahu is the beginning of the of this Yemos HaMashiach? Right, that could be what it means. But the Imam Specha quotes from the Kedushas Levi and the Mabit. Maybe there's another idea, and that is a posek has to be involved in the world. A person can't paskin if he does not involved in the world. He doesn't know what's going on in the world. You don't know half. The person's not alive in a generation and doesn't know how to apply. And he can't, because you have to be part of life in order to paskin. And therefore, Eliyahu is chayvekayim. V'lo tohamisa, v'utamid v'zeh ha'olam. And therefore, he's the one that's appropriate to be poshikushis v'abayos. Ki hu yodeh be'ezamida tzorach olam l'snaigba. Unlike even the great Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Rebbe that we have ever had. And that's why he uses this in the context of, you can't bring rayas from gedolim, from earlier generations, to a halachic or even a hashkafic issue that applies bizman hazeh, because you don't know the metzias. And again, this is an issue that always has to be brought up when you speak of a posek. The Pnei Yeshua spoke about the smoking of 300 years ago. So you're going to use his pshatim for smoking bizman hazeh? No, that can't be. Right? The research was totally different. It was a different reality. You can't take something out of context. So too, Eliyahu HaNavi is the one that's here. And therefore, he's the one that's going to answer all of our shilas. Okay, we will stop here.